obviously not the result your team wanted, Harrison, but you know how special this fan base loves their team, how special this stadium is. What was it like to experience that in the final game?
Man, it was such a full circle moment. Look, if we weren't AFC East rivals, I might have wore my poncho sombrero in here. Just, you know, thinking about when I first got drafted here, the fan base that I've had here, the great memories of, you know, the camps that I've had here with hundreds of children with disabilities in this different abilities in the stadium. It's just been, it was really cool to be a part of this. Result aside, I mean, the loss fucking sucked.
Right.
But just, you know, smell the roses and take a look at that stadium. You know, I remember taking a look at it the last time I played here in the playoffs in 21, looking around, be like, hey, might be my last time. I've been fortunate to play here twice since then, but to really be here for the last one, God's in there for sure.
What does Western New York still mean to you off the field?
Oh, I mean, it's incredible. My foundation has grown since I've left here. I think, you know, it's a rough tally, but we kind of go by email addresses that we've acquired, because to like sign up for an event, we need to get your email. If you come to an event, we have your email address. But I think when I left here, we had like 550, and now we have like 850 people who've signed up or come to a Harrison's Playmaker event. We did like 11 events this year in Western New York. And so I'm always going to be back, you know, and like I said, I have my Western New York family that I'm just so appreciative of. And I really was like, you know, I developed here into a man in my 4 years here. So, yeah, God's good.